My name is Peter Thottam. I'm an attorney and community activist here in Los Angeles.
And what brought you out here to this protest against the Bush bailout?
Because like everybody else here, I am completely fed up and outraged at the complete co-opting takeover of our government and our media by Wall Street and the military-industrial congressional media complex that has become, a reality in this country and that has completely turned the Constitution upside down. They fleeced us with the Iraq War, you know, a war that should never have been started, has cost over $1 trillion. And now we're about to spend another $1 trillion just because Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Citibank, you know, their profits are at risk and their executive compensation structures are in danger of being cut. These crooks fleeced this country over the last 7 years. It was a Ponzi scheme. Everyone in Washington, from the Federal Housing Authority to the Congress, knew what was going on. Home prices here on the West Side tripled. And it was entirely because Alan Greenspan and company created this regulatory environment with low interest rates that engineered and facilitated the biggest real estate bubble in history. And while it was happening, there was a big debate going on. They said, there's no bubble. And people refinanced, put their money back into the economy, kept things afloat. And now it's popping. And rather than pay the costs, the taxpayers of this country and their children are being asked to foot the bill. And there's no debate. They're giving Henry Paulson, who's an ex-Goldman Sachs CEO worth over $700 million, unilateral powers that cannot be checked by Congress, that cannot be checked by the judicial branch. No oversight whatsoever. And as an attorney, this outrages me. These people are here because they know what's going on. The media is spinning this as if it's some sort of rescue package now because bailout was too accurate a term to describe what's going on. Right? We're not going to let this happen. Right? The Congress failed on the war. They failed on impeachment. Our constitutional rights have been flushed down the toilet. We're mad as hell. And we're not going to take it anymore. We've started a website called madashellnetwork.org. And we're organizing actions at local congressional reps' offices, Waxman, Harmon, Howard Berman, LA City Council, the West Hollywood City Council. And we're going to stand up. I mean, this country is in the biggest crisis it's faced since the Great Depression. And rather than represent the people and stand up for their rights, our congressional leaders are representing the largest investment banks and universal banks on Wall Street. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's we the people, not we the corporation.
So what kind of action do you think should be taken? And should there be any action by the government?
I think they should take the $700 billion and create some sort of mortgage relief fund, right? You take the $700 billion, there are less than 2 million homes being foreclosed. Take that $700 billion and that would translate to $350,000 per home that's being foreclosed. You don't need to use more than a third of that, okay? $200 billion mortgage relief, right? What's going on here is a shell game where they're transferring the burden of paying for bad debt to taxpayers and to future generations, and with interest. So rather than paying, because it's all at interest, so instead of $700 billion, it'll end up being $3 trillion by the time the interest is calculated in. And they're lying to the American people. They're not telling them this, right? This credit bubble keeps going and going and going, and no one in Washington is showing the leadership or the chutzpah to stand up for what's right. We feel betrayed. And where are our leaders? Why aren't they doing the right thing?
Now, it was the conservative Republicans in the House that killed this bill on Monday. That's correct?
It was the Republicans voted 60%, 65% against the bill. The Democrats voted 40% against the bill. So, you know, yes, it was somewhat split along party lines, but I think you had good people on the Democratic side as well as the Republican side who saw through the lies being spoon-fed to them by Henry Paulson, an ex-Goldman Sachs CEO, and Bob Rubin, who's on the board of directors of Citibank. You know, I think a lot of people realize what's going on, not just the American people, but in Congress. And hopefully those people will be recognized for taking a stand on the Monday vote. Every one of those people, the Sanchez sisters here in Southern California, Brad Sherman, Adam Schiff, they showed real courage. DeFazio, These are real leaders, all right? Maxine Waters betrayed the American people on Monday, sad to say, okay? Certainly Jane Harman and Henry Waxman and Howard Berman, they absolutely destroyed the Constitution, destroyed their credibility with the American people on Monday. They need to do what's right, and they need to represent us, not Goldman Sachs, not Citibank.
Now, Maxine Waters...
You know that everyone that voted against it received 51% less from Wall Street than those who voted for it.
Yes. Now, Maxine Waters is traditionally an ally of progressives and their views. Yeah. Why do you think she voted against
that?
She said that leadership twisted her arm and were threatening her.
Do you know anything specific about what kind of threats they would give to her?
Well, you know, what they do is threaten to take away her power. Her chairships are... You know, it's done often. That's why you see a lot of the leadership, the people that do hold power, are the ones that voted for it. That's why Waxman usually votes with leadership.
Mm-hmm. Now, the conservative Republicans in the House seems that they were primarily against this because it went against their core ideology of laissez-faire capitalism and that the government should not interfere in the marketplace in any way. Can you speak to that?
Well, the Bush administration has presided over the biggest expansion of executive powers and fiscal spending since World War II, FDR. And I think a lot of Republicans in the classical tradition really feel betrayed, right? They've seen the Republican Party become, instead of being a party about free market economics and laissez-faire and liberalism, right, in a classical sense, it's become a Christian right values-oriented party focused on abortion and on gay rights rather than the traditional issues. And I think a lot of Republicans see this as a fight for the soul of the Republican Party. People like Ron Paul are outraged. They see the party being destroyed before their eyes. Sarah Palin is a manifestation of this.
And you know, how would you describe Bush's economic policy? It's clearly not Reaganomics or Keynesian economics. What kind of economics is it?
A complete disaster. I mean, from the beginning, when you Bush is scrambling. He's being told what to do. He has destroyed this country fiscally. Once you do all the math, you know, going forward 30 years, we're $53 trillion in debt, according to the Peterson Foundation, the former comptroller of the United States. There's a new film out called IOUSA. $53 trillion in debt, right? This country's economy is a wreck. And rather than coming to terms with it, Bush is basically shoving this on to the next administration and trying to get the problem off his lap. He barely escaped impeachment, sadly, this year. And he's doing his best now to cover up, his mess and preserve his legacy. But it's not going to happen. Right? At the end of the day, George Bush is going to be viewed as far worse than Herbert Hoover or any president in the history of this country.
So you're a financial analyst, or you have a background in finance. What is your background?
I'm a corporate securities real estate transactional attorney who used to work at Goldman Sachs with their equity capital markets group in the early 90s, and having worked with, you know, Bob Rubin and met some of these characters on the street, I can tell you that this is all about greed, okay? They can say what they want. Yes, the economy is a mess. Yes, there's the credit that's available is tightening, okay? But this isn't about that. This is about Wall Street and the bad loans and having taxpayers, let me emphasize this, U.S. taxpayers basically buy that bad debt at a much higher price than what any private institution would be willing to pay. And basically take the burden of paying for those debts and pay them at interest, shift that burden not just to the current generation of taxpayers, but to their children and their children's children. And that's what we're going on. This is a problem that has got to stop. The buck has to stop somewhere, and Bush isn't doing it, and the Congress isn't doing it. And that leaves us, the people, to stand up for our rights. And if they don't listen to us, then we'll have to act accordingly.
When you were at Goldman Sachs, what kind of shenanigans did you see that might have contributed to what's going on now?
Well, take the dot-com telco bubble, okay, the late 90s. Goldman wanted to go public in 1998, right? The market was crashing at that time, the Asian market crisis, right? Bob Rubin engineered the Mexico bailout and the bailout of all these Latin American economies, saving Goldman over $1 billion in money that it would have otherwise lost. Mexico alone would have cost Goldman $500 million. That was 1998, the mid-90s. Right? Go forward to 2000, okay? Why did you see the dot-com telco bubble from 98 to 2000? The artificial creation of trillions of dollars of wealth. Entirely because of the Asian market crisis, right? They wanted to go public and spin it off to the public so that each of their partners could become worth over $300 million each. Right? And that's what ended up happening. Bob Rubin, Steve Friedman, John Corzine, all of these guys in Secretary of Treasury level positions or gubernatorial positions now on the East Coast. Rubin, of course, on the board of directors of Citibank. All of them used and worked with the other investment banks, Morgan Stanley and many of the ones that have gone under now, to create this tremendous bubble from 99 to 2000, where you had companies that were losing 3 to 5 times their revenues going public. All that got wiped out in 2000, right? And so then what happened? You get September 11, and you get Greenspan & Co. engineer the biggest real estate bubble in the history of the world. $12 trillion of commercial and residential real estate wealth offsetting a $4 trillion NASDAQ wipeout that took place from 2000 to 2002. 7 of the 10 largest bankruptcies in history from 2000 to 2002. All right. So the point I'm making is that Wall Street has been manipulating the military-industrial congressional complex from the beginning, going back to 1998, going back to the first Gulf War. This has always been about corporate America and corporate America's co-opting of our Congress and our media. The complete alignment of corporate interests with the political realities in D.C. You know, the classic definition of fascism. I mean, that has become what we deal with now on a daily basis. And it explains exactly why this $700 billion, trillion-dollar package is being fast-tracked through the Congress, right? The House voted against it Monday. Now the Senate, at the behest of Goldman Sachs and Citibank and these Wall Street bankers, is going beyond the Constitution, attaching this as a resolution as a rider to a resolution so that they can avoid the House vote, right, and bypass it. That's not the way it's supposed to be. The House is supposed to vote, and then the Congressional Senate ratifies, right? This is an end run around that, and it's driven by Wall Street, and the American people are being fleeced, completely fleeced by these crooks.
Now, you've chosen the headquarters, the Los Angeles headquarters of the Obama campaign, as the site for your protest. Can you tell me why this location was selected?
I'm just a concerned citizen. I got an email from Code Pink saying, there's a protest here. I recently put together with some other activists a group called MadAsHellNetwork.org. We're planning protests at Henry Waxman's office and at the LA City Hall and Jane Harman's congressional office. In next week and in the weeks to come. So this is my first action, and I wanted to see what would happen here. Mm-hmm. You know, all of this is happening very quickly. We're all dropping what we're doing, and we hope that others will join us.
What's the name of that organization again?
MadAsHellNetwork.org. Not .com, .org. MadAsHellNetwork.org. It's after the movie Network. There's a website. You can check it out. There's some terrific information on the site.
Is what's happening here in the financial markets, is this an indictment of capitalism in general?
I think the short answer is yes. You're seeing the excesses of greed that have been covered up over the last 25 years by various machinations and wars and jerry-rigging of accounting rules finally sort of crest. And you're seeing the U.S. economy unravel at a quickening rate. And they're scared, and they should be scared. But they should have been scared back in 98. They should have been scared back in 2000, 2001. Instead, they created wars, like the war in Iraq, to keep the jobs machine, the capital spending going. All right, in the meantime, 1 million Iraqis are dead, 5,000 Americans are dead, 30,000 have lost their limbs. We need to come to terms as a people, as a country, as a government, all right, as a people, with the reality, the objective reality of what we're doing around the world and what's happening here in this country. And there has to be a complete restructuring of our financial system, our regulatory structures, and our body politic. Because in no uncertain terms, it is broken. It is completely broken and needs to be fixed.
What kind of economic structure would you advocate?
I think there are models out there. I don't have a crystal ball. I think we should look at the European and various other parliamentary systems around the world, and the the notions of a parliament with a real party system, as opposed to a two-party personality-driven, you know, U.S. republic system. I mean, those are sort of the basics, you know, things that we should consider. We should abolish the Federal Reserve and create a central bank more in keeping with what other countries have. Right? Why is our system of money driven and controlled by a private institution whose underlying stock is owned by New York and European banks, right? The Federal Reserve needs to be nationalized, and we should look at the reforms that have been proposed and put forward by people like Dennis Kucinich and on the Republican side, Ron Paul, and seriously consider some of their fiscal and government restructuring proposals. You know, all of this needs to be seriously considered. A new deal, as Code Pink says in its sign here, is necessary. A brand new deal. This is going to get much, much worse in the years to come. Unemployment is going to soar. Here in LA now, we're up 2% from where we were a year ago, from 5.7 to almost 8% now. We're the third highest metropolitan unemployment rate in the country, and that's the official number. The actual number, especially if you take into account underemployment, somewhere between 12 and 15%. Right? This is unforgivable. We're wasting $1 trillion, you know, on our military budget, and we're basically waging empire on the world in a battle to control natural resources and demographics and population numbers. And it's the reality is being hidden from the American people. The media is becoming a propaganda machine, a stenographer for the military-industrial congressional complex, and people are being distracted and lied to daily. And enough is enough. We are fed up, and we want our government back. We want our media back. We want the integrity of the United States Constitution back. We're the people, and we demand this.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Sure. Thank you.